Starting late Tuesday night and on into Wednesday afternoon, we experienced a problem at our 91.3 transmitter, resulting in diminished signal strength and a complete loss of HD2, though our web streams continued without issues. Anonymous from Supply wrote, "As you leave, could you please see for people like me who have given to the station religiously for many years that the station's serious music is preserved and operational, hopefully for years to come? In fact, the station was started by people like me who wanted to hear the opera and other serious music. We do not want to be left in a position that was worse than the one you found us in. We've had to buy special equipment, HD radios times 5. I think that the playing of serious music increases egg production. As our car is an older model with no plug for auxiliary input, we have learned to do without serious music when in the car. The CD player has also given up. It seems like years now, but it is still a sore subject." I wrote back to Anonymous that I share his concern about any outage. They're not unknown in broadcasting, but we absolutely want to minimize them. That's a major reason for the launch of our recently concluded capital campaign, and I thank Anonymous for his pledge to it, by the way. Our immediate concern at the time was getting it repaired as soon as possible. Now that it seems to be okay, we'll turn our attention to ways, if any, to keep this from happening again. And after full power was restored, Anonymous wrote back, "The restoration of beautiful music is always a beautiful thing." Listener Laura wrote, and listeners, by the way, a number of the words in this are in all caps, "It's amazing to me how a station can carry news stories about the totally liberal press. To add to the bias, this station always interviewing the most liberal of newspapers and universities. Sick of it, and why I did not contribute this year. You stated the other day that, oh sure, we have represented the other side. Baloney. Rarely. What, once a day, and inundated with only NPR's liberalism, always the Washington Post or New York Times or commentators. Wise up and represent your listeners on both sides. Otherwise, you are just more of liberal biased press. Even questions asked by interviews are leading to the liberal biased interviewees. The station would do a lot better if it had a syndicated, moderate conservative broadcast once per day." Dear listeners, in reference to Laura's comment about not contributing this year, would it be tacky of me to mention that she has apparently never contributed? Yeah, I thought so. Our spring survey is still open. Please fill it out and let us know your preferences. Find out more at whqr.org. Here are some more comments from the survey. Michael wrote, "Don't repeat shows on the weekend. Too much car talk." Anonymous wrote, "I appreciate having two channels." Andrea wrote, "I love having a local radio station that is so well-rounded and enjoyable to listen to as well as informative." Anonymous wrote, "What is the cheapest ticket to the Metropolitan Opera? Probably much more than my donation, and I listen each Saturday afternoon absolutely free." Last week I mentioned that during our Take a Day Off campaign, we had several comments from people favoring Morning Addition, so we were thinking about adding a new show, Evening Subtraction. The always erudite Richard Elliott wrote back to ask if this could also be called Fewer Things Considered. Dang, I wish I had thought of that. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.